Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Hope you got the chance to see the premiere of Season 6 of Buffalo's home improvement show, Hammer Time TV, on Channel 2. Watch Phil, Nick, and Michelle with tips around the house with all of our Hammer Time TV sponsors. And, of course, the television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. It's Buffalo's home improvement show, the sixth season on Channel 2. Thanks for watching that, and thanks for tuning in here to what we're going to celebrate in a couple weeks, our 34th year on WBEN here on Hammer Time Radio. And Todd Schmiegel is in studio with me today. Todd is our plumber at Cortez Construction. Good morning, Toto.
Good morning, Dominic. Good to be here again with you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Todd comes in from time to time. We talk about plumbing things that you may have be dealing with around the house, the debate between PEX and copper, and also another interesting discussion. Today, we're going to touch a little bit on geothermal. I think geothermal's got a little bit of a bad rap right now because of its cost of installation compared to a conventional furnace system. However, part of the deal with switching to electricity as our reliant source of energy production is that the state is talking about some serious incentives to offset the cost of geothermal.
Yeah, that's correct, Dominic. The two incentives right now are between the feds, which is a percentage off of your tax, as well as a dollar amount that NYSERDA is providing per ton of heating and cooling that your house needs.
And that's in place right now?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the cost of geothermal being so extreme, this really waters that down substantially.
Oh, yeah. You look at your return on investment after the install. If you're building a new house, Dominic, and you still got to do a furnace and a condenser and everything else that goes with it, why wouldn't you do geothermal and pay slightly more and have a good return on investment, just a very short time afterwards?
Well, thinking ahead, I mean, this may be the only option.
Apparently, yeah. And I almost want to say we knew about this coming down the pipes for a while, and here it is looking at us.
Let's talk about that for a minute, Todd, because I kind of was kind of startled by it when I first heard about it starting to happen in New York City with commercial construction. And then, right on top of that, we heard about the timeline for it rolling across the state. I mean, it's early as 2025 in new home construction.
I don't know the exact date, but I'll take your word on it. But as far as New York City, what happened, from what I understand, is that they're actually running out of natural gas in the Manhattan area. And to get another pipeline to them, would have been an extraordinary cost when they had an alternative method of heating and cooling buildings.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about this actually possibly having a reverse effect and actually being an incentive to reducing our electrical consumption, especially in the summertime.
Correct. When you took a traditional air conditioning system, especially ones that are inefficient, window air conditioners, for example, they're terrible for efficiencies, but a typical air conditioning system might be a 13 SEER, and a SEER means seasonal energy efficiency ratio, which is relatively an average SEER rating for the Buffalo in New York area. And then you compare that to a geothermal unit where the SEER ratings are in their 40s. Mm. So you're talking maybe a third or, you know, or half the energy usage. So the power companies are going to love that because the grid is not as strained at mm-hmm. the peak times of air conditioning.
Which is obviously at the core of this whole debate, you know, in switching us, forcing to switch us to electricity is the capacity issue of the grid.
That's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about that, especially implementing maybe more electric vehicles on the road and more geothermal. How they're going to upgrade that, that's beyond my knowledge.
So if anyone out there was listening last week, we ran a special show where I interviewed Basil Sagos and Doreen Harris. These are people that make the Kool-Aid and drink it as far as believing that this is a positive move to our future. And while, you know, they may be visionaries to the extent that moving in this direction may be somewhat essential, I guess I don't really understand if that's even true, but according to them it is, as far as this whole green initiative. I wonder, you know, if anyone's really done any research on how non-green natural gas is compared to electrical generation, where primarily electrical generation is produced because of natural gas.
Correct. And coal. I mean, renewables are out there, and I'm a true believer in renewables. They're great. But how much of the percentage are they making of our grid right now? I don't know. So even if you have all this wonderful power that's being made, however, we have to get it from A to B. And is the system big enough right now? Do we have to double it in size? Do we have to upgrade? You know, mm-hmm. look at the power outages we just had.
I don't know if incentivizing is the right approach here, though. I mean, it's probably the only approach that's going to get people to buy in, because otherwise the cost is prohibitive.
Yeah, the upgraded cost on a new construction is not that bad, in my opinion. You know, do apples for apples for what you're getting at. And then ROI, I'll say that all day long, radio show long. How long is it going to take you to pay it back?
Right. Well, what would you expect on a geothermal system as far as recovery?
On a new build, from a standpoint, maybe 2 years. Maybe not even that
because
long.
Of the incentives.
Correct, yeah. And if incentives weren't there, yeah, it would take longer. I'm guessing it maybe 5 or 6 years without the incentives. So if you're doing long-term, it's the way to go. If you're going to flip a house next month, no, don't even bother with it, you know, for the time being until the rules change. But for a long-term, there's no reason not to do it.
Yeah. 803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here to participate in this discussion, or take advantage of Tato being here. If you'd like to speak to Todd about any plumbing issue you have at home, good chance for that as well, 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board up and running. Text your question in there at 803-0930. By the way, March 6th, it's coming up. I will be cooking with Chef Jerry in the Puglia class, which is where our family's from in Italy. And we'll be making Cortese dishes on March the 6th. Go to Cortese.net and check out the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, part of our showroom on Main Street in Clarence. Stop out and see us. We'd love to show you around our wonderful showroom. Everything we do is on display. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinets, and of course our solar shades, sunrooms, retractable awnings. Everything is in our new building there on Main Street, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Love to have you stop in. And of course, take advantage of the cooking class as well. March the 6th is Puglia, April the 3rd, Piedmont, May the 1st, the Amalfi Coast, and then June the 5th, folks, we're taking it outside, and we bought a brand new Uni oven, and we'll be making pizza. I wonder how we're going to make pizza in our Uni oven when we don't have natural gas anymore, Todd.
Oh, I don't know why you're asking me that question, but we'll come over with some wood. Don't worry
there
about
it. There you go. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Main Street and Snyder and say good morning to a brand new member of the Lakeshore family. And his name is Leo Rollo. He's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Main Street in Snyder. Hey, welcome to the show, Leo.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, love having you part of the Lakeshore family and being a part of our rotation here with all the managers. And, of course, the home equity line of credit, still a remarkable product at Lakeshore. Rates in general looking good, but the CD rates, there's a big announcement today that we're going to make on the nine-month CD rate. Tell us about that.
Correct. Hot off the presses, as of this morning, our nine-month CD rate has just gone up from 4% to an annual yield of 4.35%. So nine-month CD at Lakeshore is now 4.35% APY.
That is an awesome rate. And, of course, take advantage of that. That's for new money, right, Leo?
Correct. New money.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the home equity line of credit. That's still a great program at 4.5% with no cost.
Correct. Yep. First year of the home equity line of credit, you are locked in at 4.5%. And if you are looking to go, you know, fixed rate, you can term those out between 5 to 15 years, as low as 5.5%.
Okay. So again, welcome to the family. Give us a quick rundown as to your work history.
So I've been in banking roughly 6 years between Citizens Bank and a local credit union, and I finally found my home here at Lakeshore, so I'm very excited to be here, and I'm here all day waiting to take calls for any new customers that want to take advantage of any of our deals here.
Okay, the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch location on Main Street in Snyder is just about maybe a half a mile from the 290 there, right next door to that new hotel. So stop in and see Leo. What's the phone number there at the Snyder branch?
Phone number for Snyder is 716-898-2101.
And one more time?
716-898-2101.
For 132 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
The snow is falling softly, the winter wind is whipping around, but you can be enjoying the warmth of a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas fireplace on this crisp and cool evening. When you think of winter, think of countryside stove and chimney. Forget about those cold trips out to the wood pile. Enjoy all of the comfort and savings with a high-efficiency, low-operating-cost natural gas fireplace. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces and stoves. Stop in and choose from over 80 models of fireplace and fireplace accessories spread out over the area. Largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold in the comfort, convenience, and warmth of your Countryside Stove high-efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
He's been voted Las Vegas' best all-around performer and best impersonator.
You know, you look really comfortable. Terry, I do this all the time when Laura's not around. Oh, okay.
He's America's Got Talent winner, Terry Fader, the voice of entertainment. On the road again. Singer, celebrity impressionist, and comedian. April 13th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Aye, aye, aye.
On sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Terry Fader on the road again.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
Woo-hoo!
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Switch to Kasasa checking at Alden State Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job and an on-the-spot free written estimate, project drawing. It's all for you by calling Ava Roofing at 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-ROOF. You can also go to avaroofing.com, actually make your appointment right online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And oh, by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
plumber. 1021 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. Todd Schmeagle is our plumber at Cortese Construction. And we're talking about general plumbing things, but also geothermal. Todd used to be involved with a geothermal company, and so therefore we call him an expert in the subject matter. There's a lot of questions coming in here, but let's go to the phones and say hello to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Are there tankless electric hot water heaters, and how do they compare with tankless gas hot water heaters?
Yeah, there's tankless hot water heaters out here for electricity. They draw a lot of power.
Sure.
When I mean a lot, it's a lot to run a whole house. The smaller units are great for hand washing sinks.
Yeah.
But the bigger units, I did install a couple of them. But when I say a lot of power, they were typical 360-amp circuits for every one of those to run a house. So
wow.
Just think how big your electrical service has to be coming in.
Yeah. So that, again, you're talking about increased electrical consumption just by that fact alone.
Yeah, and the benefit, it only operates, obviously, when you're drawing the hot water, so that part's great for that short period of time.
Because it's instant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But would they have the same capacity as, like, you want to take three people, want to take a shower or bath in a row?
In a row? Probably in a row, but not at the same time, no. No, they're easy enough to compare specs. Stiebel Eltron is one of the manufacturers of those, and you can look them up and compare them against a typical gas fire tank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good question. Yeah, as it relates to that, a texter writes, I have a friend in Colon with a mini split, and he says that it will not heat very well under 30 degrees outside temperature. And there's something to be said about that, too.
Okay, let's break down heat pumps in general, because we talk about them as they're all the same thing. But two basic heat pumps are ground source or air source. A ground source is your geothermal product, and air source is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, mini split.
The mini splits. Now, the original mini splits were basically designed for cooling, spot cooling. That was great. Then they turned into a heat pump as well, which is nothing more than a reversing valve on a refrigerant system. It's super easy on the inside, so why wouldn't you? But the original...
And now you can do multiple rooms with one unit, too.
Correct, yeah. But the original air source heat pump, so more than likely this person has here in, was it Alden, is one that's not meant for cold weather. It'll go down to about 30 degrees and then cap out. Now, they do make cold weather air source heat pumps. They work great. They work down to, I think it's minus 4 or at least 0 or some temperature like that. Now, the only drawback to that is the lower in temperature you go, the more power you draw.
Hmm. So. And those are 100% electric as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's really what, in addition with geothermal, that's what they're telling us is going to be the way we heat, is with air source mini splits.
Well, not air source. I mean, ground source is, geothermal is, in my opinion, is a better way to go.
Well, yeah.
But they both work great.
But as an alternative, I should have said, to geothermal.
Yeah, I'll go along with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And air source heat pumps are getting better in design, and the fact that they're not only going to do one or two or three rooms, but they can do a whole house with an air handler. So you're going to have traditional ductwork and air source heat pump outside, or outside part, and then you're going to have an inside blower unit that can force hot and cold air through every room in your house.
I guess this evolution of technology is kind of nice to observe. It's kind of fascinating in a way, because this is happening right before our eyes. However, what still I can't get over is, how did natural gas become the enemy?
I guess the emissions that it makes. Think about having an open flame in your house, Dominic. If you could do away with the open flame and the chance of making carbon monoxide, which is the bad,
right.
They're both bad. If you could eliminate that from your house, wouldn't that be a great thing?
All right. Of course. But when you compare, you know, the, well, the generation side of it, okay, you're still mm-hmm. talking about using, you know, these mm-hmm. same products to generate electricity.
Correct, but they're in an area that probably can collect emissions better. I'm not going to defend the situation. Yeah. I'm not 100% on it.
We want to talk about the other side.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've got to understand this.
So wherever they're producing it using natural gas or coal, the assumption is on my part, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of the callers out there, is that they can better contain the emissions to a point where it's either safer or less to, harmful to the environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Texter writes, I'm with a pool service company, Western New York, and Western New York has more pools per capita than anywhere else in the country. Our concern is that the switch to heat pumps would not be conducive to our environment for heating the pools and outdoor spas due to the fact that they rely on air temperature, and the colder the weather, for less efficient they become. Would love to see some attention brought to that as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. Air source heat pumps, they do not extend your season, your pool season. You know, if you're going to use it between May and end of September, October, fantastic. But if you're trying to open up your pool earlier or close it later, an air source heat pump either won't get the temperature you want.
The same reason that you said.
Yeah, or just draw too much because of the cold air. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future they're going to make a cold weather air source pool heater. I don't know, but at the time they don't. I have an air source pool heater for my house. Is fantastic. You know, the hotter it gets outside, the quicker it heats my pool. So if you're talking a May day where the pool is still 60 degrees and you want to get up to 80 and you got a 70 or 80 degree day outside, the pool heats up, I don't want to say overnight, but far quicker and far cheaper.
Okay, because it's an air, so it's using mm-hmm. less electricity?
Yeah, there's like a 7-to-1 turndown. I think it's at 70 or 80 degrees. I get 700% heat. Don't quote me on those numbers, but it's an extensive amount of heat the warmer it gets outside.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. I have a boiler from 1961. I have a brick house. I bought a Mitsubishi split system, 30,000 BTU. It has capacity to heat. The problem is during the snow storm, the fan on the outside of the building was encased in snow. How would that ever work if I had to use it? There's some sort of stand I could put around it to prevent the snow from drifting and burying the unit.
Yes. Air source heat pumps that are designed for heating, that's not only cooling, should be put on some type of stand. If it's just meant for air conditioning and maybe a little bit of heating because you have a boiler in your house, then it can be put on the ground. Or it can be mounted on a wall or a stand maybe 18, 20 inches above the ground.
Mm-hmm. So as relates to the air source and ground source, let's just talk for a minute about ground source, because to me it seems like that is totally reliable in every circumstance.
I'd like to think so, but anything's prone to failure. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there's no furnace that's not going to break down. There's no heat pump that's not going to break down. Something
right.
can fail.
But we have less moving parts with a geothermal system.
You beat me to saying that. Yes, exactly. There's far less things. There's no combustion air chamber. There's no flame sensors. There's none of that kind of stuff. A heat pump, the mystery behind a heat pump is nothing more than an air conditioning system running in reverse. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And they've gotten better over the years where they're more efficient because they can squeeze more out of an energy dollar. And the best part of them, they're variable speed. So when you turn your furnace on at home, a typical furnace is maybe 100,000 BTUs. It comes on at 100, goes off at 100, goes on all the whole time. A variable speed furnace, a two-stage furnace comes on half and then fully right. when needed. Now, a heat pump goes on in 10% increments. So on a 60-degree day or 50-degree day, you need a little bit of heat in the house. It's not coming on full bore. It's only going to come on for what you need. Mm-hmm. Very pleasant heat.
So we got to get our arms around the cost side of this equation, which we'll talk about when we come back. In the meantime, participate in the program by giving us a call this Saturday morning here on WBN. You know the number, 803-0930, outside the 716, toll free for you at 1-800-616-WBN. And don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board up and running at 803-0930 as well. It is coming up to the bottom of the news, and we're going to check in with the latest from the WN newsroom, and then we're back with more with Todd Schmeagle talking about geothermal and any other plumbing issue, by the way, you might have as well. Take advantage of him being in studio this Saturday morning here on WN. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news.
Thank you. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. $55 million in federal Reconnecting Communities Program funding will go toward Buffalo's Kensington Project. Congressman Brian Higgins says this will help reconnect the Humboldt Parkway.
It begins to restore, at least in part, a significant component of the Olmsted Park system that was lost, and that is Humboldt Parkway. As I said, that was the grandest of all of the parkways that were part of the Olmsted Park system.
A Niagara County man admits to spray painting racial slurs on a neighbor's home 2 days after the Tops mass shooting. 61-year-old Howard Murphy of the town of Niagara entered a guilty plea to a charge of criminal mischief as a hate crime. He now faces up to 7 years in prison. The Paddock Chevrolet Golf Dome is back up and running after a malfunction caused the dome to collapse during the Christmas blizzard.
Took a lot of hard work and effort by a lot of people to get us to this point, but we're thrilled to be able to get it open before the snow leaves us. You know, this is our busy season, as you can imagine, and the fact that it went down on Christmas Eve did impact the town financially, but we're all excited.
That's Town of Tonawanda Supervisor Joe Eminger. The ice at Canal Side will be available for those looking to enjoy winter break this week.
It kicks off with a February fun skate with Highmark, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York, and they are sponsoring a free skating from 10 to 1 on the 20th, and then we will be open from 10 to 7 the rest of the week.
Lauren Maloney Ford says you can also have fun on the ice with bumper cars and curling. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. And, of course, a tip on increasing the value of your home, update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like Twin City Glass and, of course, Schmiegel Plumbing. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has offered beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into the showroom in Willitzer Park and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's Abbott Answering Services' 75th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're offering new clients a monthly rate plan for as low as $75. Don't lose business because your company's calls can't be handled in a timely fashion. Abbott Answering employs live operators, serves every industry, and uses encrypted message delivery. Nearly 300 companies trust Abbott, and you should too. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Abbott Answering Service answers when you can't. Let them answer your calls for as little as $75 per month. Call today, 716-827-3515, or at abbottanswering.com.
Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
With proposed new taxes, market volatility, inflation, and rising health care costs, how secure is your retirement? Now you can help safeguard your retirement. A 401k law that unlocks an ingenious strategy could protect your retirement funds from inflation and a stock market downturn, while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in a new book, Guarantee Your Retirement, from JDM Financial, and it's yours free. This insightful guide can be a roadmap to using annuities so you can retire with more confidence and includes the top 7 strategies for safely navigating the threat of inflation and market volatility. Don't risk losing some of what you've spent a lifetime earning or having to downsize your retirement. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by JDM Financial, call now. Call 800-381-1212. That's 800-381-1212. 800-381-1212.
Rob Ray here for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. If you feel like your insurance company is running up the rates on you, now's the time to let the Financial Guys put a stop to it with a 14-minute insurance rate check. The Financial Guys will shop over 25 companies to get you the right coverage at the best rate for your home, auto, and business insurance. Get your insurance rate check today. Call 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate release melatonin and extended release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better, wake your best.
Did your building or roof collapse?
Retaining National Fire Adjustment, an experienced and knowledgeable licensed public adjuster, is one of the most important decisions you can make. NFA will help you fully understand what coverages are included and excluded within your policy.
This is Ron Papa, president of NFA, reminding you that when disaster strikes your business or home, call NFA, licensed adjusters for the policyholder since 1922. National Fire Adjustment Company Incorporated, call 1-800-570-8220. That's 1-800-570-8220.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know that Gorilla does floor coatings for your basement? Yeah, why not take advantage of that for easy cleanup? Looks great. Protects your concrete. A vapor barrier is included. And best of all, it comes with a 15-year warranty. And right now, there's a discount for you. It's $250 off a minimum of 400 square feet. Get that epoxy coating for your garage floor and now your basement floor. From Gorilla Garage Gear, taking care of your garage doors, your storage needs, your epoxy floor coating, and now your basement floor as well. Gorilla Garage Gear, Gorilla Floor Coatings, 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. And right now, you're going to save $250 off a minimum of 400 square feet, but you got to call them today. Give Gorilla Garage Gear a call. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese and Todd Schmeagle is my guest in studio. And we're talking about the debate with what's being kind of shoved down our throat, the dependency of natural gas being reduced in the future and an increased dependency on the electrical grid, and of course that whole debate which we've been having for several weeks here on air. And we're trying now to explore kind of the benefits and the merits of the geothermal side, and there are several. Of course, the biggest obstacle is always the cost, and right now Todd's telling us there's great incentives for installing geothermal. You have geothermal at your own house.
Oh, absolutely. It was 15 years ago when I first started doing geothermal, and my partner and myself opened up Buffalo Geothermal, used it as an experimental house, and it works, and it works pretty darn good. So my gas bills are little in a house. My wife insists on having a gas-fired fireplace, so we turn that on at Christmas time or maybe other times when I'm not home. But other than that, that's the only natural gas we have for the house, and we depend on geothermal.
Would you say that now that you've lived with it for this long, is there any downside?
No, absolutely not. None whatsoever. It's more comfortable heat. It's a variable speed product like we were talking about before. I don't know if it was on air or off air. It's very comfortable. It's reliable. It's quiet. There's no moving parts outside my house. I don't have any pipes sticking outside my house for venting the furnace or drawing air in. There's no condenser sitting outside. There's nothing on the outside of my house that indicates that I have it.
And it's really a lifetime investment, too.
Yeah. You know, it's we did an amortization chart once. This is a pretty interesting story of the today's electrical prices compared and today's gas prices. If you do a traditional heating system in a house over a 30-year lifespan of a typical heat pump, it's a six-figure savings over 30 years by using geothermal, predicting what would be the cost of electricity in the future as compared to today as well as gas. So just think about that number alone.
Do you think that this deadline of 2025 is looming? I mean, it's, you know what, year and a half or year and three quarters away. Do you think that by then, 2025, when new construction, new residential construction is switched to electric only, that we're going to see more new homes being built with geothermal?
Well, I hope they do. Are they ready for it? No. I mean, who are the contractors that are out there that are ready for this, that are properly trained in the install? You know, oh, let's bury some pipes in the ground, put a heat pump in. It's far more than that. If you're looking for a contractor to do it, make sure they're IGSPA certified, International Ground Source Heat Pump Association. Those are the people that train you initially, that give you the green light to do it. They set the standards and they set them high, and then NYSERDA comes in on top of it and even mandates a little bit more to make sure the system is put in with integrity.
Okay. So in relationship to that question, a texter writes, on a 35 by 136 city lot, where would you put the loop?
That's an easy question. There's two basic loops, a horizontal ground loop when you have a lot of room, if not a vertical. You bring a drill rig in, drill a hole down. You know, typically it's a 500-foot hole, and it sounds deep, but not to a well driller. As soon as they start drilling, they can just drill forever. And I'm pretty sure that 500 feet is the limit before they have to go for a mining permit.
Yeah, or get a permit from China.
Exactly. Come out the other side.
803-0930. To Hamburg we go. And Linda, good morning. We're at your house.
Yes, good morning. I'm pausing only a moment, Dom, because I'm absorbing all the good information about the heat pumps, and I'm conflicted because I wanted to ask a heat pump question. So I'm conflicted with myself. If I may ask a heat source pump question instead
sure.
of what I called in.
Of course.
Okay, where I'm stuck on the heat pump, I get what this fine person is saying about it and how you don't hear anything and how it just works. I get that point. What I don't get is, again, on a smaller lot, say a lot maybe 18 by 90, that what is it like to get the permits and then actually get something back there if you have narrow passageways and no alleyway? In my case, it's like maybe a 3 foot wide is as wide as it gets. How would they get anything back there?
Well, that's a tough question, how you're going to physically get something back there. But what brings up an interesting point are permits.
Right.
As far as I know right now, there's not a municipality around here that would like a permit for this.
And really?
When I started this 15 years ago and I went to various towns being a licensed plumber, not one of the towns said, oh, you need a permit to do that. Now,
interesting.
In Buffalo, when we got permits for various jobs in Buffalo, they were more interested in the duct work. In mm-hmm. Buffalo, mm-hmm. you know, what ductwork sizing, that's what they want a permit
sure,
for.
Sure.
And when they ask about the BTUs of the boiler, I said, we don't have a boiler. We have a geothermal heat pump.
Yeah.
They scratch their heads, and that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, so that's a new frontier then for
correct.
Permitting.
And they will do sooner or later.
Yeah,
so
it's bound to catch up.
Hey, what about horizontal? How about a horizontal heat pump? How about that? Is that easier?
Well, it's not a heat pump. A horizontal loop field.
I'm sorry, I used the wrong words. Can people get that?
Well, if you have space.
Sure.
Yeah. The issue is how much land you have, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, but on the lot I've got, could I do horizontal?
No. What you described was no.
Okay, well, so much.
Yeah.
Oh, shuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I should get off so you can do
okay.
the calls and I'll call.
Thanks
in.
So much, Linda.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your call.
Yeah, okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right, let's move along to Wales and say hello to Joe. Joe, we're at your house.
Good morning. I have a lot of experience with heat pumps. I live in Wales. In 1980, I built a new 2,000-square-foot house, and we got a Westinghouse 4-ton heat pump. The reason we did, actually, is because at that time the gas company wouldn't take new customers
mm-hmm.
out here. Anyway, the heat pump was terrible. The air coming out of the vents was cold, even when it was running, and when it got below 30 degrees outside, a backup electric coils came on, and my light bill was running almost $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Back then. So I got rid of it and put in, I had 20 acres of wood.
So now, wait a minute now. Was this a ground source heat pump or was it an
that
air
source?
It
was an air source heat
pump. Yeah. Okay. Todd has already spoken about the downside of air source.
Yeah. Now I'm good. Now I bought a wood furnace and I had a couple of chimney fires and I got rid of that. So I got a groundwater heat pump and I had a 100-foot deep well that you could not pump down, water well, and beautiful water, and there's nothing you could do to get the water level to drop in it. So we used that to get the water for the groundwater heat pump. And I thought that would be terrific. But it was the same thing, cold air coming out of the vents and everybody crabbing about how cold it was.
Well, let's talk about the heat output of a heat pump. It's going to deliver the heat that you need, but the biggest difference between a furnace is a hot air furnace, you have probably about a 50-degree temperature rise. So if it's 70 in your house, the air coming out is about 120 degrees, give or take. A heat pump has about a 20-degree rise in temperature. So if it's 70 in your house, you're probably having 90-degree air coming out. And by definition, 90 degrees is almost cold air as it's blowing out of your ducts. Is it heating your house?
It was ever 90,
absolutely.
To be honest with you. I think it was more like 70.
Okay, well, then, if anything, it wasn't design rate or operating rate. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like that.
Well, anyway, that's my experience with heat pumps. And I would advise anybody to be very leery.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to obviously, we're presenting these debates here on WEN so that people are educated and learning, because this is what's happening right now is we're having to learn as we go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, I guess, how history is built. Is in real time,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's exactly what's happening to us. This is happening in real time, and we're having to figure out what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dominic, if you wouldn't mind going back to the question about the Huntley Station here, you know, if I misspoke before to the
let me read this.
Yeah.
It says your guest is wrong to say having a central point to collect exhaust to produce electricity from coal is faulty. If so, we would still be using the Huntley station.
Okay. I didn't mean to talk on behalf of any of the power stations and how they work. It's beyond my expertise. I'm just making some assumptions, so caller, just be aware of that.
Yeah. I can't even get how this parallels to what you said, but be that as it may. In Syracuse, the Isaac Heating had a contest for the oldest furnace. The winner had a furnace that was from 1910. Their gas bill was $600 a month. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be better for New York State to go after these high gas consumers and help them buy new furnaces, insulation, and windows? That's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, any way we can lower bills, great. And no matter what kind of heating system you put in your house, you can't argue the fact that insulation is a great product to put in, you know, the blown-in insulation or whatever. That's, you know, keep the heat in the house. Yeah. If you're making it, keep it in your house.
I guess, you know, this texter who writes about the Syracuse Heating Company, I think that's probably a really good angle that's probably being overlooked, and that is inefficiencies being eliminated as opposed to complete reversal of the way the way we heat and cool.
I'm not sure what I can debate on that, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 803-0930. That's the number for you to participate in this discussion. It's Dominic Cortese. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, the freeze-thaw cycle continues, yet it gets warm and then it gets cold. However, you know that your indoor air could still be making you sick. It's true. A recent study has revealed that indoor air quality is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Can you believe that? Many of your loved ones are getting flu and RSV, common cold. Indoor air has been getting sick people well for 30 years. That's true. There's more and more flu and sickness going around. At Indoor Air Professionals, they are serious about getting and keeping people healthy throughout the winter. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. How you doing?
Good, good. You know, we talk about indoor air and how important it is to breathe clean indoor air. And when we talk about that, the top of the list is the column patented duct cleaning system, blasting all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and sucking it out and leaving you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. But then there's the medical grade air purifier and, of course, the high capacity dehumidifier. Equally, both of those important to breathing clean indoor air.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It starts, as you said, with a thorough duct cleaning, and that's the one in lies the rub, because there are a lot of services out there still, you know, and I want to remind your listeners that over the course of 30 years, we have over 100 heating and air conditioning contractors and other contractors such as yourself that refer us or sub us exclusively. 28 of them used to be former competitors. In other words, the equipment out there for $10,000 to $20,000 only cleans 40% of the contamination out. We have an $80,000 system that gets 95% out. So it's a huge difference to get it done right.
Well, we look forward to your call every week, Peter, and give us the rundown as the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for today.
Okay, let's start with the products. Once again, the amazing Healthway medical grade air purifiers in 3 sizes, the portable for 500 square feet is $419. That's the cost. The one that you have, the 1,200 square foot deluxe, that is $300 off. And the whole house unit that hooks onto your furnace is $500 off.
Wow.
Keep in mind, all of these have the technology, the DFS technology, that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA. And lastly, we have, well, the April Air high capacity dehumidifier is $250 off, and then the duct cleaning, we still have the amazing special before the home shows of 20% off, and I'm reaching out to about 54,000 repeat customers. Especially, we mailed a lot of postcards out, so people should call and take advantage of that 20%, because I don't know how long that will last, but that's an awesome deal right now.
All right. You heard Peter. Only you can take advantage of these discounts by calling him right now, 716-683-3000, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell.
Over the past 30 years, I've had people come up to me, often other lawyers, to tell me what a clever marketing idea it was for Cordell & Cordell to commit to men in divorce. Though intended as a compliment, such statements have always bothered me. For one thing, it's far from clear that a decision that's likely to disaffect half the market is a good business decision. But more troubling is the presumption that Cordell & Cordell's success is largely a result of good marketing. I think if you ask one of our 300-plus attorneys or one of our 100,000-plus former clients, that you'd hear a lot about practice skills, experience, client care, and integrity. These are the much harder things that best account for the growth and reputation over time of any law firm, including Cordell & Cordell. Having said all this, I am proud of our marketing messages, and I do want guys to know that we're here to help them. If we can help you, give us a call.
Online at CordellCordell.com. 716-422-ALL-ZEROS. 100 Corporate Parkway, Suite 320, Amherst, New York, 14226.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker, along with Alex for West Her Hyundai.
If you're ready to shout Mayday because your car is on its last legs or because you're just tired of your current ride, get into West Her Hyundai now.
Yep, whether you need a Monday go-to-work wheels or a Sunday go-to-meeting wheels, West Her Hyundai has you covered with more than 100 beautiful new Hyundais in stock and ready to drive away today.
Plus, there are just incredible deals with great low payments on a new 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe, Hyundai Tucson, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Elantra, Hyundai Santa Cruz, Hyundai Kona, or Hyundai Ioniq 5.
Yep, the full selection, and you can take your new Hyundai home immediately.
At West Her Hyundai, today, take delivery same day.
You're having a real heyday with the day thing. Got any more?
I may.
We should mention, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
You don't say.
So go to westherhyundai.com or West Her Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, now, and say hey for me.
You did it. Yay.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Lenco. Do you know how you can instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being as well. Lenco can help you with your Velux skylight options, and they have them to suit your budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylight options and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Lenco, located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, Sheridan in Transit in Clarence, and Sheridan in Delaware in Kenton. Those in the know, go Lenco. Is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez, Todd Schmigo, speaking about geothermal this Saturday morning here on WBN. And a texter's writing, are there multiple businesses that install geothermal where you can shop price for geothermal as you would for natural gas-powered furnaces? Also, are there various brands for geothermal like there are for furnaces, Carrier, Lennox, Trane, etc.?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a handful of different places that install geothermal. And but you may go back to the whole thing. Make sure that they're certified by ICSPA, by NYSERDA, because any heating company that wants to put geothermal in, one, needs to have experience to do it, and two, has to have some kind of accreditations. So it's not like putting a natural gas furnace in where you can be in and out in, you know, 4 to 6 or 7 hours. So make sure to do that. Now, different kinds of products are out there. Sure, Carrier, Lennox, Trane, as the writer indicates. Yeah, they do make some type of product. My own preference when I was in the business was water furnace. Why? Water furnace.
Is that a brand name?
It's a brand name, and the reason behind them, they built it from the ground up. They only make ground source mm-hmm. heat pumps. They don't make traditional furnaces. They don't make air source heat pumps. They do everything for the ground source world. So all their engineering is behind that, and that's why I like.
Spell W-A-T-E-R, water.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a reason why there was water in the name?
No, I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't know how that ever started.
Maybe it was Mr. Water.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Let's go to Amherst and say good morning to Steve.
Yes, Todd, I think you just seriously misrepresented everything you said to the public.
Okay.
My brother Gary went to Tonawanda High School, class of 78, went to UB as a mechanical licensed engineer. He got the redesign on the stacks because they blew up in the early 80s at the Huntley plant. Okay, so for $2.5 million, he did the redesign. For about $5 million more, he designed scrubbers and proved that it would work. And the Huntley plant didn't install it because now the scrubbers will completely clean the air. I mean, 100%. Now you're going to get some particulate that the scrubbers trap. A lot of that coal product is recyclable, but some is not. So to say that coal doesn't burn clean is a lie, and it's been a lie for a long time, and it's just a simple fact. And I know my brother is an intelligent man, so I want to hear your argument to what I just said.
Well, like I said before, I'm not going to argue on the fact or debate the fact that how energy is produced and how clean it is. And it's just out of my mm-hmm. my realm of thing. You know, I'm talking about the geothermal world and that. So I apologize if I said something to offend you or your brother, but I cannot speak intelligently
well,
on that.
I think the point is how clean do things burn? And the comparison of cost is as a factor of that, right?
Okay.
And that's, I think, what's often overlooked. Natural gas is 94% efficient. So mm-hmm. where does that come into the equation on the cost side? Now, if it hadn't been for these subsidies that are now going to really save the day for geothermal, how would that be cost effective?
No, I mean, without the subsidies right now, geothermal probably wouldn't be an alternate solution just on a cost basis.
Yeah, and there you go. I think therein lies the rub. Mm-hmm. We're going to make the transition by mandate, and if it hadn't been for subsidies, then that would not be something that anyone could afford. And when we talk about mm-hmm. the affordability side of this, I mean, that's, again, part of the core of the whole issue here, is not only is the capacity of the grid in question, the source of electrical generation largely relying on natural gas, but then the retrofitting cost that homeowners have to swallow now, mm-hmm. eventually, is going to be another major offset. Again, house capacity, you know, mm-hmm. a 200 amp service is what, you know, a new home has today. Yeah. That's going to have to be a 400 amp service if we go to 100% electricity.
Geothermal systems draw power, but they don't draw an excessive amount of power.
Well, we're not just talking about heat, though.
Okay, I guess you're going to charge an electric car or something like that.
Well, then what about your hot water? Well, of course, that would be tied into the geothermal, right?
Correct, yeah, that's part of the system as well.
But then what about cooking?
Well, go back to the fact that geothermal is getting subsidies. They are, but isn't natural gas, when you install a furnace, every heating company out there is offering nice
natural
fuel rebates. So, I mean, you have to talk apples for apples here, too. If no one got anything, that would be another...
Well, that's a very good angle to kind of analyze this from. However, the numbers are staggering mm-hmm. in terms of what's a geothermal new construction system go for these days?
I'd say $35,000.
Okay. And with the subsidies, I know you don't know exactly what the subsidies are, but...
I'd take it down to maybe 15.
So it's almost half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when you talk about return on the investment... Yeah. You're going to get that back in, you said, 2 years.
Yeah, and electrical savings, gas savings, this and that. Please, don't quote me on the numbers. Being out of that business for a couple of years now, you know, call a reputable heating company.
But we're getting parameters. It's all about. So we got again, it's all about us understanding and wrapping our arms around this mm-hmm. technology mm-hmm. so that we find a way to kind of digest this.
Okay,
you know?
Everyone's having a hard time with geothermal in general because it's something new. Now, talk back in 1910 when some crazy guy wanted to bring natural gas into your house when you had a perfectly good shovel with coal sitting outside your house. It's just a change. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. If we don't accept the change, I don't know what's going to happen.
I guess really what people don't understand, though, Todd, is how did natural gas become the bad guy? When, you know, there's buses that when they first came out, they're like, this is the new cutting edge, a bus that runs on natural gas, you know?
Well, I'm not claiming natural gas is the enemy. I'm just talking that there's an alternate way of heating and cooling your house or even driving your vehicle down the road.
Right. So, there's a lot of a lot of bumps in the road here, and obviously getting the grid to capacity is the biggest one that I can see. And then, of course, the switchover cost will be another big expense. But we'll see how this all plays out. Yeah. Maybe you and I won't be here anymore. But
I hope this technology focuses on new construction, because that's the most imminent thing. You know, retrofits, forget about it. In the city of Buffalo, are you kidding me?
Right.
It's not going to happen overnight. There's just on and on. I don't want to get into that now.
Well, there you go. And we don't have on and on time, because the show is about to end.
Well, thanks for having me again, Dominic.
All right, Todd,
always a pleasure.
Yep, Todd Schmiegel. He's our plumber at Cortez Construction, and we rely on him heavily for not only that, but of course now his knowledge as well on this subject. Jerry, excellent job as usual. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.